This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's welcome aboard right now Kobe Fleener, former Saints and Colts tight end star at Stanford as well. Hey, Kobe, Taz of the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it, Kobe. Let's start yesterday with what we witnessed this weekend. When you look at Indianapolis, obviously you're familiar with Andrew and that Colts organization. You know, Taz and I were talking about it a little bit earlier on. We certainly thought the Colts offensive line would be able to dictate a lot up front, and that really was not the case. Kansas City's defense played well. Were you surprised at the way that Kansas City handled Indianapolis on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, I think everybody was, you know. Indianapolis was coming in hot, and Kansas City kind of stood their ground and started the game really well. And it was a tough game to come back for the Colts, and they just weren't able to do it.
Kobe, you know, just talk on a fact out. If you were impressed at all, or your thoughts on Andrew Luck, he had the bounce back season that he did have this year, even though it ended yesterday. Just speak on Andrew Luck. Love to get your thoughts on him.
Yeah, I mean, I think while the whole world was surprised, I think for the guys that know him, you must expected it. He is an outstanding player, and I think the year off kind of lit a fire under him that he was excited to get back and excited to kind of, he missed it, you know? I was happy for him, happy to see him.
Yes.
So successful this year.
Well, he certainly had a great year, but Kobe, watching him, knowing him the way that you do, does he look the same as compared to what we saw this year as compared to before the surgery?
From what I could tell, you know, not being out on the field with him, yes, you know, as kind of like the spectator viewpoint, if anything, he looks bigger and stronger than when we last played together. So I think, you know, they're going to be a good team in years to come here.
Yeah, no argument there. So Eagles, Saints, you know, speak on this, Kobe. Like, you know, playing on the road against the Saints in that dome, and we saw the Eagles how to deal with Nick Foles and his offense. Every time he went into center or he's in shotgun, whatever, that offense was getting ready to move, you know, to snap the ball. It was just deafening. Speak on that a little bit from you know, what you know and your experience.
Yeah, it's a really tough environment to go into as a visiting team. When you are, from a tight end's perspective, when you're at the end of the line and you can't hear the quarterback, that's why you'll see guys reach out and touch the guy next to them, hoping to get some feeling on their movement and stuff like that. It is a really tough thing. You end up being behind the eight ball right from the snap.
You end up being behind the eight ball right by the snap. But, I mean, you look at it. So when you are a home team and you're walking in and you played for that Saints team, you know how big of an advantage it is for you guys, Kobe?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I loved playing at home, especially in New Orleans when you have those fans going crazy the entire time and making it challenging on the other team's offense.
We're talking to Kobe Fleener, six-year NFL vet with the Colts and the Saints, respectively. Kobe, where are you at? Are you do you miss it? Are you going to try and get back in the league? Where are you at right now?
I certainly miss it. I got some health stuff to work out, but hopefully we can get to that point.
To get back in the league?
That'd be awesome. But, you know, got some health stuff I'm working on, and we'll see. I understand that. Further things get away, the harder that is. It'd be great.
Well, listen, it'd be great to see it back on the field. When you watch the Patriots, do you marvel at their consistency, Kobe? I mean, eight straight years in the AFC Championship game, they throttled a really good Los Angeles Charger team yesterday up in Foxborough. Why do you think the Patriots are just as consistent and dominant as they are?
Well, I think. The easy answer is to say, you know, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Honestly, I wish I had a better answer for you, something more unique. But without being in that building and kind of understanding what goes on, it's a marvel to me. Having gotten to pretty deep in the playoffs when we were at the Colts, like, it's a challenge. And so for them to do it consistently is just remarkable.
Hey, so, Kobe, what do you think about if you look at the Rams-Cowboys game where the Rams won the game, obviously 30-22, and they advance, and the Cowboys are done. That two-headed monster at running back, you know, with Gurley and C.J. Anderson. How about this C.J. Anderson coming in out of nowhere, off the couch, man, just to bring it and run the rock the way he's doing, man?
Yeah, I think that was a great pickup by Los Angeles. I mean, I always liked the way that he ran when he was in Denver. I liked him, watching him throughout his career. So that was a great pickup by them.
Kobe, tell us a little bit about being at how you've joined the advisory board of SyncThink. Give us a little feel. Give us our audience a little bit of a feel of what iSync is and how it can help out athletes.
Yeah, so they're using virtual reality and eye tracking within virtual reality to help medical professionals look at brain injury. And so when you can track someone's eyes in virtual reality, you can kind of help see some of the effects of a brain injury. And so you kind of give the doctors and trainers a heads up that, hey, something might be going on here.
All right, so how long have you been working with them, Kobe?
It's been a couple of years now. Since I was with the Saints, and so it's been really neat to learn kind of what they're building and see the excitement around the product.
And the end goal, how do you think it's going to be able, long-term, it's going to help out the athlete to be able to recognize brain injury sooner?
Yeah, so I think the reason I got so excited about it was you know, from a medical perspective and from an athlete perspective, it's challenging for the athlete to self-diagnose and say, okay, you know, am I still feeling symptoms or am I not? And so to get a clear indicator of that or a more clear indicator of that would be really helpful to give confidence back to the athlete, like, hey, I can get back in the game and I'm ready to go.
We're talking to Kobe Fleener. Check it out, iSync. He's part of SyncThink, helping out athletes using virtual reality, being able to diagnose brain injuries, and also being able to figure out treatments for those athletes long-term. He's been working with them for a couple of years. Former Saints and former Colts tight end, six-year NFL vet. Hopefully he'll be back in the National Football League sooner rather than later. Kobe, let's get your quick thoughts on what you think, and we're still, you know, 6 days out from Championship Sunday. But, you know, the Patriots going into Kansas City to take on Mahomes and the Chiefs. We saw it in the regular season. Patriots were victorious over Kansas City up in Foxborough. How do you think the AFC title game plays out, which is a late game Sunday?
Oh, boy. That's a tough pick, you know. But I think, I don't know, it's hard to pick against New England. You know, I mean, I know they're the underdogs. I know Kansas City's playing great and they're at home. But geez Louise, you know, it's hard to pick against New England.
So you would take the Pats. How about the NFC Championship game, Rams and Saints down in New Orleans? You're going to go with the Saints, the home team?
I think I am. You know, watching Drew Brees up close, watching that coaching staff up close, they are going to be well prepared, and having the little edge of being at home is great. I think the challenge is, you know, they beat them once before, but can you do it again? Right? It's one thing to beat a team once; it's another thing when they know what's coming.
Kobe Fleener, six-year NFL vet, former tight end with the Saints and the Indianapolis Colts. Hey, Kobe, we appreciate the time this morning. Best of luck in getting back on the field and get over some of the health stuff, and also good work and great work with iSync. We really appreciate the time this morning.
Thanks, Kobe.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.